erleben Sie Michelle Kahn und Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Once a cop.
When you can take the pebble from my hand, it will be time for you to leave.
Ninja, the tea party's over.
Time for you to leave.
Fun so long.
He's kind of like the Asian Elijah Wood, isn't he?
Bill. Bill.
It's always the same.
Bill.
We're recording?
Good evening and welcome to another special episode of the Asian Action Cast. My name is Sam and going around the table we'll do a quick introduction. Scott, hello.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hello.
And Mikey.
Hello.
Now I know what you're thinking, why is this a special episode, Sam? Why is the Kung Fu Couch celebrating this episode? This is the first post-Oscars episode of the Asian Action Cast. Well,
For 2023,
yes. And you may be wondering, well, Asian Action Cast, what movie are you doing for a post-Oscars Asian Action Cast? What are we doing, Mikey?
Well, a celebration of Michelle Yeoh for
Michelle
winning
an Oscar. Yeah. Oscar Award winner Michelle Yeoh. First identified Asian woman to win. Asian person. Asian person?
Asian person.
Asian person?
Asian woman?
Asian woman, or actress anyway.
Yes. First actress who identifies as Asian. Well, Scott, you do say that we are a fictional podcast full of lies and contradictions.
Non-fictional podcast.
Non-fictional. Yeah, citation needed. Citation needed. What else do we do here, Scott, on the Asian Action Cast?
We review, recap, revamp the best and worst of Hong Kong and Asian action cinema and laugh at the perils of our stuntmen who have died for entertainment.
That's right. And who do we worship? Des Mangan.
What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy.
So yes, Michelle Yeoh, Academy Award winner Michelle Yeoh, recently nominated and won for Best Actor, Actress. Do they call them actresses anymore or is it just actor?
I think it's still actress.
Yeah, actress. It's still divided to gender.
Yeah, okay. Actress, Michelle Yeoh, for Everything Everywhere All at Once, a celebration of Asian culture. And we are celebrating Hong Kong culture with Super Cop 2. A official sequel? I don't think so.
I think it's a side story for a character.
Yeah, character side story.
Yes.
Because obviously Super Cop 1 is Police Story 3. So.
Correct.
Can I go through some alternate titles here?
Please do, Scott. This is the trivia section. Fire away with your trivia.
So this version we're watching is called Mega Cop. It's also called Once a Cop. In Australia, it was called Project S. It's also... In Hong Kong, the English title is Police Story 3, Super Cop 2.
Oh my God. What?
And there's also another title here. No, just Project S, Once a Cop. Yeah, most of those ones. And I think Mega Cop is the best. do you have any other trivia, anybody?
Trivia? Yes, this is a 1993 Hong Kong action film. Actually, interesting piece of trivia. Michelle Yeoh is the first Academy Award winner to be a feature star of Golden Harvest and Hong Kong action cinema as we know it.
Well deserved.
Yeah, looking at you, Donnie Yen, what have you done? Nothing.
Shilling. I have some more trivia. Other movies that are out in 1993 include Jurassic Park, Cliffhanger, Menace to Society, Dragon the Bruce Lee Story, and the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Dragon the Bruce Lee Story was 93?
Mm-hmm.
With, what's his name? Jason Scott Lee.
Yeah.
An incredibly shredded Jason Scott Lee.
It's way too big.
Other Hong Kong movies out at the time. Yeah. City Hunter.
Yeah.
Fong Sai Yuk 2.
Oh my God.
That's a good movie.
Future
better
Cops.
Films. Oh, better films.
The what?
The Heroic Trio.
Quality.
And Kung Fu Cop Master. A fair amount of those we've done in our back catalog.
We've done all of them except the, what's the third one?
Haven't done
Heroic Trio.
Yeah.
Who's in that?
Anita Mui, Michelle Yeoh. And Maggie Cheung.
Oh, nice. All right. Maybe that's on
future
the horizon.
Future episode, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
And some of the songs around in 1993. Informer by Snow.
You don't have to tell me story. I'm going to blame.
Stop.
Aliki Boom Boom Down.
Are You Going to Get My Way by Lenny Kravitz. Killing the Name by Rage Against the Machine. November Rain by Guns N' Roses. And our top two. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, and Meatloaf, I Would Do Anything
to Love.
Do you
have love. A sound oh, for like God. Throwing things out the window?
But I
ah! Smash.
Is that the Wilhelm scream?
Ah!
I can't do it.
Okay. I'll All put right. it in.
All right.
Or the Wilhelm eagle.
Any other trivia? We're going to wrap up that trivia.
That's all I got.
Jackie Chan was in this film. Or advertised as Jackie Chan.
According to the Wikipedia entry for this, and I quote...
Scott is now looking up the Wikipedia entry.
Although Jackie Chan only has a cameo appearance in this film, some DVD covers prominently featured Chan, misleading audiences to thinking he's one of the main characters. He reprises his role as Inspector Chan, but in drag to catch a criminal, in drag wearing the same wig and clothes.
Pretty False fantastic.
Advertising. Probably a high contender for the My Lucky Stars Award for this year.
I love it. For people who can't see what's happening, Scott's microphone is slowly descending down. Like a creepy uncle looking down your body. We'll cut that out. All right. Shall we do the pitch? If you're going to say somebody who hasn't seen this film before, but was a fan of Hong Kong and Asian action cinema, how would you sell this film?
Michelle Yeoh, Rolls and Rolls, bank robbery, heist, and weird love triangle.
Correct. Accurate. Mikey?
It's a hard one, actually. I can't really go past what Scott just said. I mean, it's just essentially sad cop story with fake love triangle.
Fake love triangle?
I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Fake because only one of the guys is into her and she ain't into him.
That's true. And she's also super hot. Like, she's like a 9 and Yu Rongguan is like maybe a 3.
Wow.
Maybe a 4. He's just perpetually old. He's been old since like the 40s.
The 40s?
Yeah.
Born in the 40s.
I don't know. But to be fair, he looks about 60 here, and this is in 93. It is now 2023. He still looks 60. So maybe that's good on the other end, you know?
At the same time, I'm not really digging into Waking Chow either as the other
part. Oh, no, he's not a good looking guy, is he, Waking Chow?
Not really.
He's definitely not known for his looks. More his singing.
Yeah, okay. He didn't do that in this film, though. So.
He did.
Oh, those were his songs?
Yeah, those two songs were like him in a duet with somebody else. I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. And the ending song was also him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the songs were okay. His pants were very high.
He's an okay actor, I thought.
The photo here on Plex, it looks like he's had some work done.
On his hair, his nose.
You mean he made his nose bigger?
Oh, no, it went away.
All right. How are you going to sell this? How are you going to sell this, Rachel?
It's like, if you like the cop, the China cop from Super Cop, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they were just kind of capitalizing on her being such a good, like, stunt person.
Do we like it when they take good act or good characters from other movies and make them way worse?
It rarely works, I think.
You're saying they copied and pasted her into a bad movie?
A side story rarely works, right?
Exactly. Like, they've taken that character that was pretty good in the original Supercop 1, and they've given her a love interest and made her girly.
Mm.
And effectively, that takes away from the hard-ass, brutal cop that she was in the original movie.
True. She was a bit of a one-note character in that, though. Like... They probably need to flesh her out, but I agree. They don't need to give her a romance to make her valid as a person.
It was kind of like, you know, just forgive me if I go too crazy, but it was the I'm a female and I want to try harder than the male to prove myself kind of role in the first one.
Yeah.
And this one kind of feels like, now I'm well-rounded and I have a boyfriend who's really a criminal because I'm stupid.
But she's getting kept down by the man because he doesn't believe that she can do it.
Yeah.
But she does. But then at the end, she's weak because she's in love with some tosser.
So the only way to give her a conflict is to insert a boyfriend into the story.
Exactly. Yeah, emotionally compromise her because she's invulnerable in other ways, right? Like, she's tough.
Yeah, but that it just takes away from what the character was in the first place, which is, you know...
They could have put something else, like a cousin or something, or some relative or something.
Yeah, like that. Like a bad relative who's got on the wrong side of the law and she still cares for him. but not love interest. She doesn't have to be
Dick Way is right there.
Why do they need to emotionally compromise her? Why don't they just give her like Yukari Oshima with knives? You know what I mean? Like fucking beat the shit out of each other.
Also in this film, she's like, her hair is always done. She's wearing the most amount of makeup ever for a policewoman.
Actually, she's, and for just, I mean, she's not, she does wear it a bit, but she's not like extra in this movie for some reason. Like,
because she's a bit older now.
Shading her nose or something like that. I don't know.
In this movie, when it was made, she was, 10 years off Miss Malaysia? I don't think so.
Yeah, well, she's older than she was in, what was that movie that we saw with Duke Sonata? What was that called? Shit.
Yes, Madam. Which one?
Was it Yes, Madam?
Look at the archive. Bring up the podcast.
One of the podcasts that we just did. No, Royal Warriors. Sorry.
Okay.
Royal Warriors.
Roar.
Look, my pitch for this film is, do you like Jackie Chan? Because Jackie Chan is an amazing star, and we've got a movie starring Jackie Chan with Michelle Yeoh. That's how I would sell this film.
That's how they did sell this
That's
film.
That's right.
That's the DVD. That is false advertising. Like on the DVD, he's like, action pose, right?
Well, it's true. He was in it.
I mean, Stanley Tong is responsible for this movie, so...
Stanley Tong is like... Stanley? He's got props though, right? Like he makes a good film.
He's an ex-stuntman, so he knows how it's done.
Stanley Tong did Rumble in the Bronx as well, I'm pretty sure. So he's, legit.
Is this when Jackie hints at being overseas? Or is this...
93.
He was still doing other stuff.
Was this Rush Hour time? No.
No. Before Rumble Rush in the Bronx was like 96, I want to say.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 95, 96. So right around this era, but I have to give it props. So it was a stupid cameo, but it was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. It could have been lifted. I was just saying it before that at no point in those Jackie scenes was anybody in this film in those scenes. It was just Jackie, Mars, and Eddie Sung.
Yeah,
and they could have just lifted that from any of the shit that Jackie's done.
Could have been a side reel that he didn't add into another movie and goes, we can.
That might as well have been cut from like City Hunter or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So there we go. We've done trivia. We've done our pitch.
Just go through a little bit of the cast here.
Go through the cast.
Some big names. We've got Emil Chow as Martin. Yu Ronggong as... Did I say that right?
Yu Ronggong. Yeah. Taiwanese actor.
Athena Chu. Louis Fan, a.k.a. Fancy Wong. Bill Tung.
Bill.
Dick Way, of course. Yukari Oshima in the beginning.
She's barely in it.
She's barely in it.
I could... barely find
her. Was she the girl that was in red?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Mars is in it.
Blink and miss.
Yeah. And he said Eric Song, Jackie Chan. Lo Lie, aka Bigua from
East Island.
He's in it somewhere, apparently. Isn't this his Thai general? Unless there's a cut scene or a different cut.
Maybe it's just a photo in the background somewhere.
I reckon they just took it wrong and it was one of the Chinese generals at the beginning.
I think you're right. Mm. Bowie Lam. Also, we've got Alain Gournier as Roger Davidson, the mustachio. And who's the speedo guy that you look at?
Vincent something or other. Don't have it in front of me.
Who's only got two credits to his name, Vincent. He was in Legend of the Drunken Master or Drunken Master 2 with Jackie Chan. He's the dude with the chain at the end. And he's also credited in this film, the only two films.
There you go.
Vincent D. How do you pronounce it? Tuatane?
Something French.
Is he French?
That doesn't seem French.
French-Canadian.
Yeah, he's pretty jacked. He's pretty big. He walks around in his speedos.
For no reason, when they show the shot of him, he looks like he's naked sitting on a chair and he stands up with the speedos to show his schlong. And then any other time he's got muscles hanging out of his arm. It's great.
I just imagine everybody going, see ya. And he goes, schlong. Yeah, anyway. So, any other notable cast members? I mean, Dick Way obviously is the MVP. Most villainous person.
No, I mean, there's a bunch of people in this that I can't really.
Yeah. Now, Athena Chu was in it for 5 minutes with nothing to do.
Did we ever find a Dick Way movie where he was the hero?
Dick Way was the hero in that one Dr. Wisely, the Wisely film, where they have to go and get those Buddha's eyeballs. Was it Buddha's palm? No, Buddha's palm. And it had
Seventh Curse.
The Seventh Curse, that's right.
That was really strange. I don't know. I kept expecting him to turn or something.
And it had, Chin Soo Ho in it and also had some bush.
Bush boober.
Yeah,
One bit of trivia. This apparently made over 9 million HK dollars in 93, which is about the equivalent of about a million US dollars. So did pretty good. But
that's a lot of sandwiches.
It is a lot of sandwiches. You think about, we do this podcast and it's good to do these movies, bigger movies like Triple R or well-known movies. But this is not that this is a hidden gem or anything, but it's not exactly a well-known movie as far as I'm aware.
It's hard to find, apparently.
Mm. Oh, it's okay.
So it's interesting to these other movies that aren't as popular or as well-known.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where they had did have a original release and around the time that Jackie did... Around the World in 80 Days for Disney, they went and bought a whole bunch of Jackie's back catalogue, anything associated. So because his name was on it, he probably got caught up in that. And Dimension Films is a Disney subsidiary, and they own a whole bunch of stuff, a la Legend of the Drunken Master, which is Drunken Master 2, which can't be released anywhere because Disney got international distribution rights, and they don't give that crap up.
Mm.
So you can't get copies of the actual movie without the Disney cut or edit.
This sucks, man. Disney's like the fat kid with all the best toys and then doesn't let you play with it.
100%, yeah. Disney. It's really annoying as well because they release this shit with only the American dubbed version as well.
Oh, it sucks.
Don't release original language versions either.
Like you're playing two-player Mario and he's like, you can go Luigi, and he finishes the game in one setting. Like, oh, time to go now, I finished.
Bastard. That's right. And then he eats all the pizza that his mum made for you. Dickhead.
My house, my rules.
Before we go into the plot, I just want to take a quick moment and maybe highlight a couple of brain ideas I had about Michelle Yeoh. A couple of things that I want to talk about Michelle Yeoh is that I never felt at any time she turned her back on genre film, right? I don't know that she needed to support a drug habit or anything like this by making these films. I just feel like she did them, whether she enjoyed them or she had something to prove, but she never turned her back on genre films. She made these films as well as films that she made like Crazy Rich Asians and stuff that she did in her later career. But throughout her earlier career, from Yes, Madam, Supercop 2, all of those films that she made, the Hong Kong films and the action scenes that she did. And I mean, she did a whole bunch of... She was in The Mummy, Tomb of the Emperor King or some shit with Jet Li. She was in The Witcher, just like she's done a lot of films. And I just think she's just the hardest working girl in cinema.
She's very, very prolific, isn't she? She never feels like she's had like a, I want to say, dry spell. Like she's always in something somewhere. It doesn't have to always have been, you know, Hong Kong. I think I was reading a quote from Sammo during the week when she won the Oscar and he said she's got good luck, but also well thought through planning. Like she happened to choose the right time, like when Hong Kong cinema was going on its downward trend, she went to America and did American movies, and then when that started to wane, she came back to Hong Kong just as it was on the rise and did some more stuff over there and that kind of thing. So
that was a good interview. Like he didn't like try and take credit for anything. He was like, yeah, she's good, you know.
Saying she's always a good hard worker and everything else like that, yeah.
She puts the effort in. I mean, she was in fucking Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, you know, like Oscar-nominated film. Did that win the Oscar for Best Foreign Film?
Yeah, I think it did in that year. Yeah.
You know, like, so she's done... She doesn't seem to be turning her nose up at any particular area.
I mean, she did the sequel, which ended up on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
As well.
Is there a two?
It was based on her character, yeah.
Oh my God, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Something about the Jade Sword.
I didn't watch it, to be honest.
It wasn't that great. Yeah.
See, she makes shit too. She makes good stuff and shit stuff.
Well, I don't think Aang didn't direct the second one.
Oh.
And Chow obviously wasn't in it, so.
Wasn't he busy directing The Hulk?
No, he did The Hulk before. He did Crouching Tiger after The Hulk to wash that shit out.
Yeah, all right.
I know it's a different story, but I'm paraphrasing a bit here, but I did read ages ago that Christopher Walken doesn't turn down movies. Like he's like, every movie's a different movie. It's a new experience.
So wow.
I will take a movie. Now, obviously he's not got the millions of movies out, but that's a good, you're an actor. You're a working actor. You're here to work, right?
Yeah. Really enjoy what you do.
Unless you make like one $20 million movie and go, fuck it, I'm out.
I'm out.
But at the same time, you're going like, some people must be a bit broke because some of their choices are pretty poor. I think I saw it at
Nick Cage.
Yeah. Well, that definitely Nick Cage.
Yeah.
It was like that new Shazam movie's coming out and it's got like Helen Mirren as like...
And Lucy Liu.
And Lucy Liu.
Would you turn down Sharknado for the money?
No, I wouldn't turn anything down.
If you needed the money.
Hey, look, if they offered you Sharknado and Indiana Jones 6 and one was paying significantly more, you'd do Indiana Jones 6.
Hey, if I had like a $200 million and I didn't need to work, I'd be pretty choosy about what I did choose.
I'd do all the movies and then like Wesley Snipes or Denzel Washington. Who's got the tax bill?
No, there's Wesley Snipes.
And they go, oh shit, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Because once you're rich, if you're like Carl Sandilands, who's not an actor but a radio host, then you end up with a big house and they said something like you need to clean it and then you need to put security and then you need, I don't know what, all these stupid things that you need to do with
make
your big
all
house.
Bills.
Stay humble, folks. Stay
humble. Don't get put in a corner. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Just like nobody puts Michelle Yeoh in a corner. That was a terrible segue. It's close enough. So this is a film featuring Michelle Yeoh, and she plays, surprise, surprise, a cop. A super cop. A mega cop, even.
Inspector Hua.
Yang? Inspector Yang Hua?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And she starts off as a hard-as-nails instructor. She goes in on a hostage situation with a... She pretends to be a police... She's a police officer, but she pretends to be a doctor.
A nurse.
Is it a nurse?
It's a nurse.
How can you tell?
She says, I'm a
nurse, don't touch me.
Oh, okay, right. I thought she had the stethoscope, and I just thought nurses weren't allowed to touch those.
It was all inaccurate then.
It's all inaccurate
it's
anyway,
all wrong.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And Yukari Oshima is the one that frisks her, and she just basically just goes for a big, massive boob grab right at the front. Michelle Yeoh's like, oh, don't touch me. I'm a nurse.
Quickest cameo in history, I think. I barely even recognized her.
She wasn't in there very long. Because I did see her name in the credits and I thought, ooh, Yukari Oshima.
She got a hit to face.
Yeah. You have a name like that and you kind of expect like a fight, right? Like a sub-boss fight, you know? It's like when you put in Dick Wei and then you put in fucking Fan Su Wong, you think, oh, you know, this is it. This is going to be a fight.
It's the equivalent of putting like Yasuyuki Karada in there and he just walks by in one scene.
Yeah, what a waste.
What a waste.
What a waste. But there is a fight between Yukari Oshima and Michelle Yeoh. Very briefly, though. You know, this hostage situation. I do love it, though, when she goes in and then her superior goes to her, all right, they got human shields, hostages, no one can die. Don't fuck this up. And I'm like, man, there are so many variables that could happen. You don't need that kind of pressure on you going into a room.
No pressure, but don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
But she did send one person
in to take out everyone.
Yeah. She did find the defibrillator.
She did?
Yeah.
She used the defibrillator to destroy the... I don't know who the other girl was.
Can you do that? Does it actually work?
No, because it's over clothes. In reality, they got to like get you naked and they put gel on you and everything.
That's what it's a procedure. Burn your skin. Yeah.
What would have been really funny though is if she yelled clear. Clear. Just give him a little bit of warning. Now, I don't understand why Yu Rongguan, her boyfriend in the film, what's his name in the film? Cheng. Why is Cheng even there?
He was a security guard at the building.
Oh, so he's actually like caught up in...
Yeah, that's why he happened to be there and dressed up in a uniform.
Because then once Michelle Yeoh strikes, then he starts doing flips and shit and like disarming people because he's ex-military. Ex-Vietnamese military,
yeah,
I think he said. Or the Vietnam War anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Michelle Yeoh is doing flips. She slides onto the scene with a gun and does the splits. Like, I appreciated it, but I just thought it was a bit impractical.
Her big move is that reverse flip kick thing. She does it like 4 or 5 times in this movie. It's great.
She's actually quite like good. Her form is very, very nice. I mean, she's a dancer.
Ballerina, of course you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the splits.
Yeah. You know, so she takes out a room full of guys and Yu Rongguan also helps destroy like a few guys as well. And there's a really cool stunt where she's going out the window and somebody throws... This is the stupidest thing. The bad guy comes in and throws like a microchip on the ground and it's got a light so everyone knows it's a bomb. And then they just kind of like...
the least convincing bomb I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, why didn't you just use a grenade? It's, you know, the same thing. But Michelle Yeoh, for some reason, is hanging out the window on like a sheet rope.
She got the hostage, the main hostage, and had lowered him down to the cops below in like a, I want to say cherry picker, you know, the fire truck kind of thing. And so then she was climbing down halfway down kind of thing. And then they cut the rope and she falls onto the cherry picker. But it was actually quite a a little bit of height left, wasn't there?
It's a hell of, yeah, hell of a fall.
Like a wire net or something. Wire, like, I don't know what part of it. So it looks painful.
Yeah, it's that when metal.
When she hits it, grate kind
the grate
stuff, yeah.
And then Yu Rongguan jumps out after her because the bomb's exploding.
Yeah.
And he basically falls through like a few branches.
He goes from like one branch to another, and then you see him a bit. He's obviously got strings and stuff holding him up. You see him go up a little bit and through another one.
I think they
learned
from Jackie. That's why they do that. Yeah. I thought that was the most Jackie stunt ever. That's not Jackie.
Falling onto
all the trees.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't look as good as I think Project A Part 2. Jackie actually falls down, and there's maybe like a few layers of bamboo, and he actually, it's because it's one take, he flips, he lands, hits one half, and then flips around a bit. Whereas because I think this one had like three or four cuts, it didn't look as good.
It looked worse because of the cuts,
It looked like different trees even.
I don't know.
That's right. It's like, oh, that we didn't get your face in that shot.
That's a liquid amber. That's not the same tree at all. It's fucking deciduous. What's going on? So this is to establish that Michelle Yeoh is obviously brave and bold. And Yu Rongguan is also a heroic type character as
well. Can hold his own.
He can. He takes his shirt off the next scene. And he is pretty jacked. Like, he's got good pec size, good shoulders. You know, not as defined as maybe Jackie was at the time. But he has this kind of like big bear-like appearance to him. He's wearing a singlet. Like, if you can pull off a singlet, then, you know, well done to you. The color was a bit off, though. I think it was a blue singlet. You should really wear a white singlet.
It's the early 90s.
But then he's a villain, so I guess he can't wear one. I don't know. Yeah, spoilers. Sorry. He's not a nice guy. But Michelle Yeoh is introduced as his girlfriend, and they talk. And Yu Rongguan, I don't think, is that good looking. He's not dashing. He's not like... Yeah, he's not... He's not like a mute Michael Wong.
Michael Wong, I suppose, is good looking, but he's also fucking daft.
Yes, that's what I mean. So if he didn't speak, it would be okay.
Yu Rongguan is like, I don't know. We were saying that he has a villainous face, I suppose. He's usually the villain. I don't think it's ugly, but he's definitely not good. That good
He always plays like the bad cop as well. Mm. When he's a good guy, it's always bad cop because he can't pull off decent good person.
Like innocence.
Innocent.
Yeah.
Like he's tall.
He doesn't
like
look innocent.
He's tall and dashing in a way, but not necessarily that good looking.
And surprisingly agile. A very agile man.
I mean, that's the good thing, that the reason why he's cast in this movie, I presume. Because when he does stunts, he can really pull them off or kicks.
Mm. Yeah. No, absolutely. But the thing that I never bought into this film is, I mean, Michelle Yeoh plays an attractive woman. She is an attractive woman, so it's quite easy to like buy into that. But her loving Yu Rongguan and pining...
And being all girly about it.
I just don't buy it.
He's the bad boy.
Really? Yeah, but he never...
Maybe.
The relationship is never established to the point. And
she had the motorbike, not him.
Yeah, but it had a sidecar.
I was waiting for him to get in the sidecar.
that would have been funny.
Cool.
Yeah, put his goggles on.
Big tall guy in the sidecar.
Goggles and a leather flap cap or something.
It's just, I never bought their relationship.
I thought it was more of the unrequited thing because she tries to see him at the train station and they just miss. It's like, oh, you know.
Well, the face smash later was just like, ugh.
Oh, when they make out?
Yeah.
See, okay, so did everyone get the same impression that Yu Rongguan, he wanted to go and get rich to impress her, and he just basically said, I'm leaving, I'm going to go somewhere and make lots of money, I'll see you later. And she's like, oh, Jesus, looks like you already made up your mind, haven't you? And then she's like, well, fuck you then, and then she just leaves.
So they meant to be in China at that point? And then,
yes.
Okay, yeah. I thought so.
And he's headed to Hong Kong because they have the best VCBs.
And then port her to Hong Kong essentially to help with the case.
Yeah. So she knows that he's in Hong Kong, but she doesn't know what he's doing. As far as she knows,
that's
he's
so weird.
He's running business.
Don't have letters or nothing like that.
That dude's your boyfriend. He's not going to talk to you until he's made $1 million or something.
Yeah, ladies, guys, if your partner leaves to some destination and doesn't tell you what they're doing while they're there,
drugs.
It's just that's right.
And drugs.
Yeah. It's got to be drugs or porn, right?
It was fairly obvious when like his partner comes and gives him a passport and like it's so obviously a forged passport, and even she's looking at him going,
his partner is the biggest shyster looking guy. He had this gold like chain.
Bowie Lamb has just got loud shirts and big gold chain, so you go
Yeah, he's wearing pastels in broad daylight.
It's the early 90s, man.
You know who he looks like? He reminds me of Wayne Lye from Bio Zombie. Yeah.
Not as cool, though.
No one's as cool as Wayne Lye. But yeah, no, some dodgy shit. But at this point, you don't know he's going to do some dodgy shit, but you question it. You're like,
kind of think he might, though, right?
Yeah.
I wonder how dodgy it's going to be.
And then I guess the way the film sets it up is they kind of make you feel bad because he's going, getting on a train, looking out for Michelle Yeoh, who's not there. And then she is at work, decides, fuck this, I'm going to leave. I don't know how work lets her do that. Cause,
she just sprinted off in the paddock or something.
And then she drives her motorbike, gets there, runs on the train, and then he leaves and she doesn't actually get to see him.
Right? Missed it by that much.
Yeah. Bittersweet separation. And that's what sets it off, because then he goes there and then he is actually a mastermind heister, right? So he's the guy behind setting up these heists to go and rob some jewelry. And she gets brought on the case because why? Why is Michelle Yeoh actually brought on? Is she like an expert in heists?
No, Uncle Bill.
Bill.
Bill Tong. he explains that she's the liaison from the Chinese police because one of the people in the gang in the shootout was found to be a Chinese crime gang.
That's because they took the mask off, right? And they saw.
So they realized that he had connections to Chinese gangs. So they got her in as the expert consultant.
He also drops in. She's beautiful, by the way. Make sure you get along with her.
These two guys, these two dickheads, right? You got Fan Xu Wong, who's a detective, and then it's his superior.
Yeah.
Is what's his name?
Emil Chow.
And they're told to go and pick her up at the airport, but they don't show him a photo or anything. They just said, oh, she's like really attractive. And of course, Emil Chow is just like, yeah, he thinks she's fucking attractive, but she's probably like plain as day, right? So then he's going up to every chick and going, excuse me, are you Miss Young? And Michelle Yeoh, who's obviously incredibly arrogant, sitting there going, hello, hottest chick in the airport. Bitch.
The whitest outfit ever. White luggage, white hat.
She must be very confident. Very confident.
The joke was that he was checking out all the China stereotype ladies.
Oh, is that the joke?
Yeah, like there's one that looks like a bit of a gold digger.
And there's one that was wearing like a peasant outfit.
Yeah, the big collar and stuff. Yeah. That's what he thought someone from China should look like.
Yep. Oh, I see. Does she dress like somebody from China?
Someone fashionable?
Yeah, someone fashionable.
She's wearing a beret, wasn't she?
Look, that cap. What do you call that cap?
A flat cap?
Like an old man hat.
Yeah, okay. And she was sitting on like a luggage.
That's a very small luggage for coming all the way, but all right.
I don't know.
All the way across the border. You know,
that's true. So she had a lot of outfits. She had a lot of outfits, man. And all of her outfits are really big and puffy. How does she fit them all in there?
Vacuum sealed bags.
Possibly.
She just expects her admirers to give her more clothes.
Yeah.
She got a house. She got an apartment to stay in.
Yeah, for nothing.
Yeah, actually. That's, well, I mean, Emil was already living there.
Athena Chu's like, you need anything? Call me. Maybe she borrowed a few outfits.
Yeah. So Athena Chu is Emil Chow's sister.
Little sister, yeah.
Little sister, and they live in an apartment with Michelle Yeoh. We don't know where Fan Xu Wong lives.
We should add that the introduction of her was at her 21st birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't look 21.
Nice try, Athena Chu.
Nice try. And,
couldn't pull that off now with 4K.
There's a robbery going on just down the block, and this is with the Chinese gang, etc.
71, so...
Athena Chu, 71. Yeah. So she would have been 24.
23?
No, 22.
I don't know why she looks older then.
93, 71.
She never looks 21 to me.
Yeah,
22, yeah.
Nice. Oh, okay. So she's only a year. Okay.
All right, apologies.
Apologies, Athena Chu.
Judging books by their covers, are we?
Since when do we not?
Well done. Okay, so you were 21.
And a bit.
Well, they could have shot it before they released it, so... was Stephen Chow dating her at the time?
Fan Xu Wong's even younger. He's like 1973.
1973? Shit, so he would have been, 20 or 19 or whatever. So Fan Xu Wong, I think, personally for me, is probably my favorite character in this film. Mostly because he wears denim. He wears jeans. He's kind of like the Conan Lee character of this film. He looks incredibly young. And I find when I look at him, because I've seen him as a young boy in films like, what was it? Righting Wrongs. And he's like this skinny little kid. And now he's filled out and he's kind of this budding man boy. And he also does martial arts and flips and shit. And I kind of think that that's what I want to be. I want to be Fan Xu Wong.
You have to grow your hair out a bit.
Yeah. I can't grow a beard like Fan Xu Wong. I don't even know if Fan Xu Wong can grow a beard. It looks fake. just saying out loud. But I did think he was a really cool character.
Yeah. Nothing of consequence, though. Like, he didn't get the girl, didn't get the thing in the end. He was just sort of is guiding people along.
That's true. His eyes are
just
huge.
Just awesome kicks and things.
Yes.
He did very awesome. I didn't understand.
He always was like the underrated character in the movie, wasn't he?
He was. And the thing is, right, like, they put so much effort into showing Emil Chow trying to crack on Michelle Yeoh. They never established that relationship between him and Fan Xu Wong. So I think they could have played that buddy cop angle a lot more. And I mean, if this was made today, you could even have that romantic subplot that Fan Xu Wong is actually gay and is in love with Emil Chow. And Emil Chow only has eyes for... Fuck, I've just written a better film.
Or you could go the triple R route and say they're best friends and this friendship means more than their lives.
And they do a predator handshake.
They do the handshake underwater.
Even better, they do a predator kick shake there where they go. Kick each other's legs and shake it.
We've written a better movie.
You could easily cut one cop out.
Yes,
but true.
Not as fun, I suppose.
Yes. He did well, but he just like... He was just guiding the.
It was kind of funny because he was almost the better cop out of the two of them. Because like, in the first scene when they're chasing this crime gang, he's the one that jumps off down onto the top of the railway roof and chases after him, starts shooting and then Chu's like, oh, looking, I don't know if I can jump that far, and he does, but.
And then Michelle immediately starts doubting Michelle Yeoh. She comes over, like, oh, I don't know about you. You can't be here helping us out. And she's like, I'm here to help, fucker.
Yeah, because he's like, I got to look after you, right? Like, make sure you don't get hurt.
Yeah.
And of course, she's the one that kicks ass. He doesn't really do much. Fan Xu Wong does this cool move you were talking about, Mike, and there's like a weird building with just features and structures on it. And Fan Xu Wong does a front flip onto his back and slides down the side. I was like, damn, that's smooth.
Yeah, there's like because their trains are like elevated on aqueducts and stuff in Hong Kong, and lots of the platforms come down with those stairs down to the road and stuff, so he's just sort of going down those.
It's pretty cool. So this is them trying to catch the Chinese criminals. They do manage to get a COVID mask off one of them and get his face, and that's why they brought Michelle Yeoh in. So they've picked Michelle Yeoh up. Everybody wants to get into Michelle Yeoh's pants, except Fan Xu Wong's not really that interested,
He's only interested in Athena Chu, so...
Is he really? Did you get that? I didn't get that.
Straight from the 21st party.
Yeah, really? When he's giving it to the camera and stuff.
So that was the story, is that he was kind of in...
Did they even use that camera for evidence? They didn't ask.
Because she was filming the robbery, right?
Of the Chinese gang that they
fed into the computer and did the corny matchup.
I'm pretty sure that was...
Two things to point out here. The technology of the cameras and everything is crystal clear, which is weird considering how bad Nokia phones were in like early 2000s and early phone cameras. So I don't know where they're getting this megapixels from.
That thing was huge, though. That was like a proper cinema camera.
Yeah.
And he's throwing that cash down trying to get that girl, definitely.
How can he afford that on his cop salary?
Exactly.
He must have stole it from the evidence locker. They must have filmed all these scenes from like the arse into Hong Kong because there's nothing happening. There's no
it's,
real...
It's Tsim Sha Tsui, so it's less busy maybe back then.
Say it again, what?
Tsim Sha Tsui. It's like, you can see like the street is like near the Ambassador Hotel and stuff like that. And like the shopping, there's a certain shopping center that everyone uses like... to do their shoots.
It's like the Biozombie shopping center.
Just where they can, you know, get easy street permits to close it down to do the shots and stuff.
And who's part of this gang, Sam?
Dick Way. Mr. Dick Way, MVP, most villainous person.
And it looks like he's like late 40s and he's probably only like 20.
Well, Dick Way has been losing his hair since the 1930s.
When he's in the womb.
Yeah. You know, he came out and his hair was just like, nah, fuck you. This is it. This is all you get. But it stayed with him the whole time.
And he slicked it back and parted it. It was like, what are you doing? This already looks bad.
Dick Way has a hairline trigger for his temper, which is what he should have.
It's every movie, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, don't piss him off because he will just, like, shoot you as soon as look at you. He probably has, like, Napoleon syndrome, like short man syndrome. He's not even that short, but I get the impression that that's what it's like. He has an eternal tan. Like,
he does.
Like, Bolo so Young.
Tanned every time.
He's just tan all the time. Like, he must just really like it in the sun. He's the kind of guy I imagine would, like, go to the pool and just wear tidy whities and then just walk around and
doesn't swim or anything.
Yeah. Like, I tell you, if he was naked, his tan line would just be fucking radioactive. He's like, blah. He is the penultimate bad guy. Why do I say he's the penultimate bad guy? Because I don't know who would be badder than Dick Way. MVP.
He chews scenery like nothing else. He's great.
Yeah, he's very good.
Eyebrows.
His eyebrows, who's...
No, the man... eyebrows man. What's his name?
Explosives.
Sonny Chiba.
Sonny Chiba. The Street Fighter.
No.
He's pretty bad.
Oh, what's his name? It'll come to me.
Okay. Wong Jing. Yeah, he's a pretty big villain.
Low Leo.
He's just fat.
No, but Dick Way is... he's pretty good. I mean, Yu Rongguan is kind of the brains behind the operation. Dick Way is like a Joe Pesci type character from The Godfather. I talk funny to you. You know, that's the impression that I get. But his brother, I can't remember the name of the actor that plays Dick Way's brother. He's this young looking, kind of military-esque character.
Is that Mr. Explosives?
No, Mr. Explosives is like a Yu Rongguan's Vietnamese war buddy.
Because he's there later on, yeah.
He's brought on as like an explosive specialist. Surprise, surprise, Mr. Explosives. What a stupid name, Mr. Explosives. Maybe it sounds better in Chinese. Mm. What is it in Chinese? How do you say Mr. Explosives in Chinese, Rachel?
I'm not
Boom Guy. yeah, so Dick Way has his actual brother, I believe, is in the gang with them as well. And as part of a sting? Is it a sting? Because the cops are finding them. Michelle Yeoh's there. Because
she knows the leader, right? So I know you have to take me on this to find him because you don't know what he looks like. And all that.
Well, she doesn't know that Yu Rongguan is the actual leader. But yeah, she thinks she knows this guy and they kind of find out where their hideout is. And then they set up this operation to go and bring them down. Now, Yu Rongguan obviously doesn't know that Michelle Yeoh is on it, on this case, but they have this hideout, this exchange. I guess they're getting money because they're doing a deal, you see, to set up a heist. And then they go to this old dilapidated warehouse. Maybe it's not dilapidated. Maybe that's just what Hong Kong looks like, but it was pretty shitty.
Strange building.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Kind of come like a weird apartment or something.
I don't know if the exterior is the same as the interior because the exterior showed it was next to a race course.
Oh, okay.
But from the front, it's like next to a busy road.
It didn't look residential, so I wasn't sure if it was residential.
It's very narrow.
Yeah. So they set up in this, and actually, there was a really great bit where they're staking this place out, right? Because they know that's where they're going to arrive. And Michelle Yeoh walks up to Emile Chow and he's looking at a Playboy, which instantly you're just like, okay, you wouldn't want your romantic lead to be shown looking at a Playboy or something like that, right?
Oh, that's kind of fun. Like, wow.
Well, the fun
bit. They showed you the pages, some pages. I don't know, real pages or not.
Well, they showed some titty, yeah.
What if that was a cameo?
Oh, maybe that was Lodi.
that was Amy Kwok or something.
Just paste his head onto someone.
Oh, my God. The best part is that Michelle Yeoh walks up behind him and there's an embarrassing moment where he's like, oh no. And she's like, no, show me. And then she starts browsing through this, like, I was going to say
who
this
the fuck
Pornhub, but
reads a Playboy in full view of everybody in the street.
I know.
And would you say, Sam, she likes the articles?
Yeah. That's what I was like, oh my gosh, she likes the articles too. And she's very interested. She's looking at the centerfolds and stuff. And I was like, that's kind of hot. That's kind of hot. You do you, Michelle Yeoh. You do you.
She's just trying to, you know, I'm not an uptight Chinese
I'm trying to be a buddy by doing the dude things as well.
Yeah. She's like, I like women too.
And you're like, she might as well like ripped a beer top bottle off of her teeth and be like, ah, and like chugged a beer or something. Like
that. No, I'd love to watch that scene. That'd be hilarious. She does like a Mankind and opens with the eyeball. Yeah, she's one of the boys. She can hold herself.
Yeah.
She can hold herself fine. She's dressed, I think, a little bit too well for a cop, personally. She's very fashionable. I know she's a model and I know that like they want to play up that angle, right? But her character has always been a severe duty-bound person.
Mm. Yeah, because she was like on pigtails in the original film.
Yeah. She's not her character from Yes, Madam, where she's a glamorous cop. She is, I'm duty-bound to do my job. So, I thought they could have run with that a little bit more and made her just wear like, I don't know, 3/4 length pants.
I don't know, China peasant digs. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Army fatigues.
Yeah. Yeah, right? So, I think maybe they play up the angle of her being attractive. It just didn't fit tonally with the character I thought she was. Maybe that's my fault.
Maybe they're trying, like you said, just trying to get for the side story and show more of her personality as opposed to the straight ahead badass, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, look, the fact is that she's there, she can hold her own, she can fight, and they wanted to do that romantic subplot with her and Emile Chow. So, you know, they probably had a
romantic.
Yeah, it was one way though, wasn't it? It was kind of one direction. He
kind of leans in for a kiss and she's like,
that's harassment.
Yeah, she's like, dude, I've knocked back better guys than you, Michael Wong.
Should we get back to the apartment of boxes instead?
Yeah.
That's more fun.
All right. So this is where they have this big fight and this big shootout, right? And everyone's walking around with like bloody military high-powered rifles and just... And every time they shoot, they just have it extended out in front of them with their arms like...
No one knows how to shoot a gun in this. They've never seen a Rambo movie or nothing. It's like sideways and weird angles and shit. Like the recoil would just break your wrists and your shoulders.
It's spraying bullets everywhere. Prap, prap, everywhere. And then Mr. Explosives is throwing like fucking mines around, like Bomberman.
It's a very small building. It's like, I thought if one explosive would just like make the whole building collapse, but never mind.
Yeah. And that's when Yu Rongguan realizes that Michelle Yeoh is there. And so he tells Mr. Explosives, do not detonate these bombs. And then that's when he says to everybody, all right, everybody, retreat. Get the fuck out of there.
Can we point out that Yu Rongguan starts off as a sniper and somehow that gun turns into a machine gun?
Does it?
Well, isn't it?
It's the like same gun.
It's like a Steyr Aug because I play Counter-Strike. And it should have
Did
a scope.
Did he like press left trigger and it turned
to a different semi-auto gun? To auto, yeah.
Yeah. Because I think one of the cops yells out, there's a sniper.
Yeah, right? And he gets the same gun and then brrr, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is he really easy, gentle with the trigger?
I don't know. Maybe because he's really good looking, he can coax those bullets.
You're counteracting? You're countering yourself.
What?
You just said he's good looking.
Oh, no. I revealed my true love. Busted. For Yu Rongguan. Look, his hair's good. He's got good hair.
He has a lot of hair, unlike Dick Way.
Oh, no.
Poor Dick Way.
No. No, you know what? God damn it, Dick Way, he should stand proud and tall and strong.
He's angry.
He's always angry.
And you know what? If you've seen Dick Way in Project A 1, where he plays the pirate Sampo, and when he actually shaved his head, or at least the first half of his head, like those old, you know, like Wong Fei Hung type haircuts, he looks fucking dashing.
You could say Dick Way is handsome, yeah. maybe.
I reckon Dick Way is better looking than Yu Rongguan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Let's see. Yeah.
What about Yu and Wah?
Yu and Wah.
No competition.
Yu and Wah looks like a mouse.
As a bad guy, I meant.
Yeah. Oh, as a bad guy. I would rather watch Dick Way as a bad guy. Yunhua is a great bad guy.
Yunhua holds the plot together every Shaw Brothers movie.
Yeah, that's right. He's always like exposition man.
Can I blow your mind?
Blow it.
Yunhua's in this movie.
Bullshit. As what?
Where?
It says Yunhua, Panther.
He plays a panther.
Where's Panther? What?
I'm gonna investigate this more.
All right, investigate.
Do you reckon he was one of the stupid people trying to rob the jewelry store with Eric Tsang in the car?
Oh, maybe.
Didn't recognize.
Because there were a few, like, obvious people that you recognize in that scene. Would be hilarious.
It says it's in the movie, but I can't find a picture.
We'll have to just scan through the movie again.
Uh-oh. But it says Biguas in this movie too. We couldn't really find him.
Yeah, it just
could be a cut. I don't know a cut of this movie.
But there's a whole bunch of people in here. Like, there's a lady in here named Kim Marie Penn, and she's and there's a guy Robert Samuels. And there's, I show Sam these pictures. Like, I don't remember seeing those two. That blonde lady in the movie
just
at all.
Chewing the background somewhere.
Yeah, probably just happened to be bit parts and little bits here.
I think there must have been some cuts in here.
What, the internet's lying to us?
Never. How dare it?
Yunhua, where are you?
Yeah.
No, sometimes there are mistakes in HKMDB. I don't know. Just saying.
When you said that, I just thought this is where my mind goes sometimes, Scott. When you said Yunhua, I was thinking of evil Yunhua and his name is Yunwario. My fucking brain is.
It's more of a Waluigi, really.
Stupid brain coming up with
I want to see a Mario Kart mod where it's like Jackie Chan, Yunhua, Dick Wei. Jackie Chan.
Yeah. I actually thought it was a fake Jackie Chan because the trailer that Rachel sent me had Jackie Chan. And I was like, Jackie Chan? It's like Bruce Lai just showing up in this
Japan film. Special.
No, where the fuck were we?
Boxes?
Yeah, boxes. No, you talk about the boxes.
There's a big, from floor to ceiling, a row of boxes stacked up. And you see that and you think, someone's going through them boxes.
Chekhov's boxes.
Every corner has a box. It's implausible.
And they go into the boxes and they kind of cut away and they're still up and then they jump out and it's like, the boxes! And they never come back to it. And someone stacked them boxes up to fall down.
Maybe the boxes for the cover all like the pee stains on the wall.
There must have been a cut in this movie, damn it. Lolier went through those boxes, I swear.
And then Yunhua's hiding there.
And then there's the main fight with, I guess, Sam Wong as the gun-toting angry dude in a bulletproof vest, rather.
He gets shot like 6 times in his bulletproof vest.
How does that? I don't know how it works, man.
Well, I think you can get shot, but just not in the same spot. But I don't think it works against, high-powered rifles because they do end up shooting him. They shoot him with guns, handguns, and then Emile Chow shoots him with an AK-47 or something.
And then Michelle Yeoh does that really cool thing where she's shooting him and spinning on the ground.
Yeah, who does that? Was that like a Dirty Harry thing where you roll on the ground and you're shooting as you're rolling?
They're like a Homer Simpson. Go, whoop, whoop, whoop.
No, not that kind of spin. It's the other way. Actually, a big shout out to Michelle Yeoh because in this scene, she is fighting Dick Wei and what's his name? Sam Wong. Mm-hmm. And she legit, and it's her because you can see her face. She gets thrown into the wall and into like actual crates and shit. And she's not wearing thick man suit jackets. She's wearing like a stupid thin model things. And she's still taking it like a champ. So respect Michelle Yeoh.
How did the stuntman?
Yeah. Sorry, Academy Award winner Michelle Yeoh.
So how does this scene end?
Oh, well, Yu Rongguan actually jumps out onto a pretty good stunt. He jumps out onto a moving bus and then walks around the bus and then jumps onto a convertible and drives off. And Michelle Yeoh jumps. It's a big fucking jump. It's like probably second or third story maybe.
It's definitely her.
Yeah.
It's a long shot.
I reckon it would have been her.
It was a slight cut, but it looks like her.
It looks like her. And I reckon it would have been her. She would have been like, nah, fuck this. I'm going to do it. She did Supercop. So she actually rode that motorcycle up on the train. So she jumps down. And then she does a Duke Sonata where Yu Rongguan drives off in the convertible. And she jumps to grab it, misses, and just totally face plants onto the ground.
They're like, are you okay? She's like, I'm fine. Like, no, that's gravel burn and shit there.
Oh, man. And it's bullshit too because fucking boobs are there, you know, like it's like if I would land on the ground with a boner, it would just be like, oh, because
your boner is bigger than the rest of you.
Just, yeah, that's right.
Just first.
Just Fancy Wong trying to help, and then Dick Wei punches like a crate for no reason as they're escaping.
I do remember that.
It's like a weird crate or a blind or something made of wood, and he just punches it and breaks it.
No, because Fancy Wong comes across with a crate.
I thought Dick Wei just punched it.
It's like a block. He's kind of blocking it, but he's so strong, it just goes straight through.
From what I could see, he just punched it for no reason. And then he beat the shit out of it.
A lot of things he did for no reason, though, Dick Wei.
Does Fancy Wong fight somebody in this?
He has a fight with Dick Wei at the end, while Michelle Yeoh is having a fight with
a Bobo. Who the fuck's that big guy? Oh, Big Yank. Yank Tank.
There's another good bad guy.
Oh, look at that mustache.
Chung Fat.
Yeah.
He's not in this movie.
Yeah. I know he's not.
Yeah, it's a shorter list of people who are not in this film.
A great villain.
Great yeah. villain. Cracker Fat is not in this film. So Yu Rongguan
is worse for it now.
So Yu Rongguan has managed to escape and with still hiding his identity.
Pretty
Michelle
good scene
Yeo,
too, yeah.
Like yeah.
The jumping down and chase, there's a big car chase. It's great.
The car is, yeah, that's right. So the car chase sequence, I don't know if they set those up with proper permits and shit. It just looks like they're driving through the streets of Hong Kong.
It looks fucking thrilling. It's like, oh God.
It looks like initially they're driving through the streets, I guess.
Because they've got the wide shots of them on the freeway,
yeah,
and they are weaving like motherfuckers.
But
in
they
and
can
out
go
traffic.
Slow because it's sped up. I reckon.
Yeah,
I reckon
yeah,
it's
it
sped
definitely
up.
Looks sped up.
Yeah,
they just it seemed like there were too many cars and too big a section of road that they had in the shot for them to have.
I wonder
controlled it. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. Mm. I wouldn't put it past them.
Definitely, the next part of the car chase is near the weir or whatever is must be set up.
Where it's like a single two lane and there's cars and shit.
As fuck.
Weird bridge or something.
Yeah, that was super dangerous. And is that it? Is that how it ends? She just doesn't catch him, and he's like, "Bye."
And they go to Bill, and he's like, "You're off the case." Oh, that's later on, isn't it?
Is it?
Because they don't.
No, that was the car chase.
Sorry,
because
she only sees the back of him.
Yeah. So they realized that he was the one that helped Mr. Explosive escape from the hospital.
No, so before they get to that, Yu Rongguan obviously knows that Michelle Yeoh's on the case. Yep. Michelle Yeoh doesn't know that Yu Rongguan's on the case. So Yu actually gets in touch with Michelle Yeoh.
Yu gets in touch
so Rongguan.
Yeo.
So Rongguan gets in touch. Yu gets in touch with Yeoh.
Following.
Yeoh soy milk, delicious. Yu. I'm going to call, what's his name, Cheng. Yu Rongguan's character, Cheng, gets in touch with Michelle Yeoh and says, "Hey, I'm here. Like, I'm in Hong Kong. Let's catch up.
Get
right?
in my car.
Yeah, get in my rich car that I'm borrowing from a friend." Again, warning signs, ladies and gentlemen, if your date shows up with a car that's really nice and says it's a friend's, don't trust them. Drugs or porn. So he goes, "Yeah, come in the car. You know, we'll go for a ride." And so he is essentially wooing her, I guess, again.
And they got in a swing together.
Yeah, like a swing on the boardwalk that I think you mentioned, Rachel, looks like they just had put it there.
They just put it near the stairs or something. I was like, yep.
Because kids aren't going to be... It's right next to the step. Just
fall off a fucking step.
Yeah. Dickheads.
It looks cool though. All stupid.
Nice shot.
It is a nice shot. Except that the swing has, instead of chains or rope, they're like long...
Those section pieces.
Section, yeah. Maybe because it's a Shaolin weapon.
They just started a bunch of nunchucks.
Assembly only.
Yeah, because they just got nunchucks lying around. Oh, what are we going to do with these? Swings, I guess. And so they reconnect and they end up back at her place, right? And what a dick Emil Chow is.
So funny, though.
You know? So, okay, set this up. Let's imagine it's you. You're there. You see Michelle Yeoh show up with her dashing... esque boyfriend type character, and they go to a room. What do you do? Fucking make coffee and
in
take it over?
In his defense, she says, "Oh, my friend." But they go in the room together. You'd be like, "Oh, better leave them some time. Hey, I'm going to make coffee for them.
Hey, want to try my coffee?" I love that.
Yeah, coffee, my coffee.
And I'll leave this here for you guys. Just I'm walk in, kick the door in, pretty much. Hey.
Did he actually make coffee for all three of them or just two?
He made two, and then Yu Rongguan goes, "I'll guess I'll try it then."
And Emil's like, "That was for me, dickhead." They just had a coffee. Now exactly. They're having two coffees straight after each other.
He even said to her, "I just had, you know,
just had her
Michelle's
blend. It's great."
Coffee.
It would have been a funny
guess
scene.
I'll try yours.
It would have been funny if Michelle Yeoh's like, "I gotta go take a shit," and then it's like just the two of them have to stand there because coffee makes you want to go.
That unbearable scene doesn't last for very long because Dick Way breaks in next door.
His break-in entrance, though, is so fucking good. Because Athena Chu, for some reason, is having a shower in the open air outside.
In a bikini.
In a swimsuit,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Went to a pool or something.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just to show Athena Chu in a bikini. And for some reason, the ladder up to their apartment is just right next to the shower. And Dick Way's face when he gets up and then he sees
so
Athena
funny.
Chu. It was just... Because he had his full-on villain face.
He'd be like, "Hello, Dick."
His villain face. And then when he sees her, he does this, Oh.
Because he comes up real fast and angry. He's like, stops.
Yeah. It was like the Goodies or Hale and Pace or something.
Almost worth watching this movie for that.
But he doesn't do anything there. He waits until she's like dressed and in her room before he threatens her.
He breaks in and says, how do you know this cop? So you're breaking into the cop's apartment to kill the cop and you're asking how the hell she knows the cop.
And she can't speak because he's got his hand over her mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
But to her credit, she's like, as if to say she can't speak. And then when he moves his hand, she bites it.
Well, but he slaps her around a few times too.
Yeah.
Bastard.
He dick slaps her. I fucking love Dick Way. He's so good. I want him in everything. I can't remember what happens next. Oh, no. Emil Chow.
They run over.
This is where the crate thing happens. This is, yeah, sorry. I'm getting messy.
Yeah. So Emil Chow comes over, has a Mexican standoff. Because he can't shoot because Dick Way's got her as a human shield. And then they have like a bit of a fisticuffs, I guess. And they're, you know, they're gunfighting. The fighting's actually pretty shit here. What happens is they go outside and then Yu Rongguan jumps in and fights Dick Way. And obviously the two of them know each other. So Dick Way runs away and Yu Rongguan is just like, oh, you know, like I wasn't able to beat him or whatever. And Emil Chow doesn't suspect anything because he's dumb as shit. I guess his little sister's just been like attacked. So, and what the fuck's Michelle Yeoh been doing this whole time? Drinking coffee? Oh, she was taking a shit.
Yeah.
Is this? And then after this, is this where they're back at the hideout? And then
he shoots the TV.
He shoots.
No, that was before. Oh,
then he ingratiates himself. Chang ingratiates himself onto the cops and goes, oh, can I speak to Mr. Explosives? Because he was my ex-person in the military. And then he, you know, does the fake handoff of the cigarettes that are used to start a fire in the hospital to get it evacuated, etc., etc.
Again, with you guys, and we've said in other podcasts, if you're throwing hand signals and tapping my wrist and moving your head around, I don't know what the hell you're saying. Tell me clearly. Or give me a note. I don't know what left finger up and down and right and then tap my finger means. Give me a note.
None of us know Morse code. Right? I would just been like, hey, Scott, how you doing?
Let's go. I'd appreciate that rather than, you know, little, I don't get it.
No, all day long, the bad guys are like, give me cigarette. Give me more cigarettes.
Give me cigarettes. And the cigarettes didn't do anything other than just light a fire.
That's like money in prison, isn't it?
Yeah, like it didn't. It actually didn't do. He could have lit a fire with just a lighter. He didn't even need like a pack of cigarettes.
Why do you need tobacco in the pile?
Unless it was gunfire, gunpowder?
Yeah, it kind of looked like gunpowder, but I was thinking it would be more explosive if it was, but who knows? Yeah. Maybe it was just to deliberately create a smoke bomb.
Yeah. Or you know what else you could smuggle in? A key? You know, like, there's a lot of ways that they could have got out.
Yeah.
This is pretty dumb. And then they managed to infiltrate the prison by having a... a doctor?
It was a prison hospital because, remember, he got his ass beat up by Long in the...
By Fun Su-wong.
Yeah. In the police interrogation.
Which was actually pretty funny.
Because he
was a good cop.
He made some comment or something to him, yeah.
No, Fun Su-wong was offering him a cigarette and then Mr. Explosives just headbutts him. And he's like, go on, hit me, I dare you.
Because he gave him the choice if he wanted to give evidence, he could get off jail, which is, you know, that can't be true, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was saying we'd only get you for like illegal immigration or something, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, all right. I guess he hadn't confessed to blowing people up yet. So, but then, you know, like he headbutted Fan Su-wong and Fan Su-wong didn't like it. So then Fan Su-wong punched him back and then kicked him. And the next time we see him, he's in hospital and his face is all fucking bruised.
Exaggeration.
Yeah. Well, Fang Su-wong, I mean, you don't want to make him angry. Because if you make him angry, he'll fucking Hulk out on you.
I thought this scene would lead to you're a reckless, suspension or something. And it's like, it doesn't really do much. But like you said, later on when his face is all fucked up, it kind of pays off.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody gets suspended for that shit. The only time you get suspended is like, actually nobody gets suspended in this film. Except Michelle Yeoh, because her boyfriend is the ringleader of the crime.
But then she didn't. Then she got unsuspended by Emil.
Yeah, but that was against orders. That was like bros before hoes. I mean, yeah.
So Uncle Bill Cheng obviously helps Mr. Explosive escape, and they realize that it's him. Mm. And then they chuck Michelle Yeoh off the case. And immediately Emil says, "Yeah, but you can help us on the side. Here's the keys to my car."
This is bullshit. I mean, he's looking at her through rose-colored glasses. She has in no way proved herself on this case at all.
But she's cute.
But she's cute.
So.
And she likes Playboys.
Yeah. You've convinced me now,
whatever,
Mike.
Whatever that buys her.
You've just convinced me. All right, you're on the case, Michelle Yeoh. You can stay on the case. Look at this hustler. Well, so their job, Michelle Yeoh's job, is to go with Long to go and find Cheng. Is that right?
Yeah. She goes to his company and believes his rubbish.
Through the door.
Or fake believes his rubbish.
I was actually surprised he had an actual company and an actual office with employees and
it's
shit.
It's called a front.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty elaborate front. Because I don't reckon Susan at the secretary's, like, the office, I don't think she knows what's going down.
It's my first job.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know what the actual business is that he's running. Because, you know, it's not like, I don't think he's be saying, "Susan, we need some guns to move, you know, to Taipei." You know what I mean? Like, I wonder what the front actually was.
Hold my calls and go for target
practice. She said it was a shipping company.
A shipping company.
But it's never made any money.
Import, export.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What are you importing, exporting?
Drugs and guns.
Yeah. Okay. And I thought this would be a little bit more convoluted than it was. She goes and basically says, "Did you do it?" And he pretty much goes, "Yeah."
He's got a cigarette out that says, "I did it."
Yeah. And he was like, "Well, I was going to take you to the States. I was going to take you to Disney World." He doesn't say that. But I'm sure if you're going to go to the States, you would go to Disney World.
So and she's like, "I'll wait for you then."
Yeah. Is that when she says it? She's like, "You go to jail, but I'll wait for you."
Then she's like, "Did you get that?" So she had like a recording device or a fucking phone or something with her.
Yeah. And that's when he drives off in the car and she does the whole chasing mm-hmm. bit.
Ah.
And then the other cops are trailing the other partner to the hotel where he meets up with Mustache Man and Vincent.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay.
Mustache Man.
Mustachio Man.
I forget what his name was. It Roger? I can't remember the actual
Roger David
name in there.
It was Roger David, wasn't
David
it?
David or Roger Davidson?
Oh, Roger Davidson.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Mustache Man and Ab Speedo Guy.
Yes. So then they... I don't think... How did we get from them trailing them there? I think they figured out who they were or something to them being at the bank trying to do the actual heist.
Do we have the Jackie Chan scene as well somewhere in there?
Oh, the drag...
That Mr. Explosive told them that they were going to rob a jewelry store and that led to the Jackie Chan scene of them doing a fake.
Also, the Jackie Chan scene was them like acting on bad intel.
Well, not bad. Bad, it was... catching the wrong bad guys because he said they were going to rob a jewelry store, so they put all Jackie in a dress inside the jewelry store as a post there, and then actual bad guys came to rob the jewelry store with Eric Tsang dressed up in exactly the same dress as Jackie Chan, and then they get into a comedic
most of the
forth.
Scene is them pretending to be women with each other and then the other
and
one
popping
obviously
each other's fake boobs and stuff
funny. Probably could have been cut out.
it didn't need to be there, no.
Funny.
It was funny.
It was a different movie.
It was
ridiculous. Of them both mugging, like, terribly.
It's like, who's the cutest? Who's got the biggest boobs? Whose boobs move the most?
And every time they laugh, they would jiggle their chest up and down. It's actually getting funnier the more I think about it.
If that was just the movie and then it went from there instead.
Yeah. And then Eric Tsang runs away and then Jackie... I didn't need to see this shot.
Chases him in high heels.
Yeah, chases him in high heels and then kicks off the high heels and then lifts up his skirt to reveal he's got a gun strapped to his ass.
Yeah, and he reaches under to grab it.
Yeah, and he's wearing pantyhose. And then I'm like, yeah, I didn't need to see that.
And then Eric Tsang does the split-legged, "I surrender." Gross.
Yeah, and that was the Jackie Chan part of this film.
Probably a longer cameo than some of the other cameos we've seen him in. But,
True.
Pointless.
Yeah.
What, but like funny. Prison cameo?
Yeah.
At least it didn't involve pantyhose.
High heels.
True. So, and then that's our story B, which ties up nicely. So we can go back to story A, which is Michelle Yeoh trying to disrupt some heist at a bank. And the bank heist is okay. Like, Yu Rongguan is there and they set it up. It's pretty high tech, like good production values. It looks like a decent bank with a good vault. But you get the impression that the mustachio bad guys are going to double cross Yu Rongguan.
When he brings in the giant
commando crew.
Commando crew big, to big back yank. Him up.
Big Yank.
Literally, his name in the credits is Big Yank.
Yeah, Big Yank, who looks like he's 7 foot tall.
He is huge.
He's like Lurch and Jaws from fucking James Bond and massive.
And he's fighting, like, his opponent is Michelle Yeoh.
So she is fighting him at the same time Dick Wei is fighting Fancy Wong. Glorious. It's the best part of the film.
Yep. Yeah, well, which one do we start with first? Michelle Yeoh?
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh, there's one scene where she kicks him the big yank in the balls and nothing happens and everyone's like, holy shit. But then he has a delayed reaction and then he just like doubles over in incredible pain, which, to be fair, that has happened to me before. Maybe not that long. Like, I was doing nunchucks, practicing nunchucks, and I accidentally like just grazed my testicle with the nunchucks and I was like, yeah, nothing happened. And then I just dropped like a sack of shit.
So, of course,
it doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much, man.
In the movie, Michelle's obviously much, much shorter, and they play that up for effect a few times. So he lifts her up against the wall in a chokehold, showing her, you know, feet dangling off the ground.
Yeah, they don't pull any punches. He is grabbing her by the neck.
She does a few grapples trying to like pull him away, but he's just so big and strong that he pulls out of them. I think she ends up jumping on a desk to kick him in the head.
Yeah.
From on the desk.
She does a lot of kicks to his ribs. I mean, he's wearing big SWAT gear, so he's probably padded up. But she's kicking this guy, and they do that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar gag where he kicks her, and then there's a big, like, foot mark on her chest. And she does, like, he kicks her quite a few times, and even though he's probably pulling these kicks and punches, it moves her. Like, she is visibly moved. And he kicks her, I think, onto and over a table into the wall. And I thought, Jesus, man. Like, well done, Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, she doesn't look like she weighs much. So he's really moving her around a bit.
Sorry, Academy Award winner. Michelle Yeoh.
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't... How does she end that fight? How does she kill this guy? Does she kill this guy?
I think it was the kick to the head off the table a couple of times and then he collapses.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
He's really big. But I guess
that's a good jump kick. She does like video game style jump kicks.
Yeah, she's really flexible. She can kick really high. I guess head trauma will take anybody out. So Michelle Yeoh wins against him, which is pretty good. Fancy Wong and Dick Wei. Wow, this was my highlight of this film. This
was definitely the best fight of the film. Yeah.
Yeah. Fancy Wong does a front flip. He does a standing front flip. And I mean, I could just watch that over and over again. Standing front flip. Fancy Wong.
The triple somersault? Well, that's a different one.
Did he do a triple somersault?
Like, yeah.
Off like a ledge higher or something.
Right? Holy shit.
Like, or that desk that...
Yeah.
You know, command desk or something.
In the confined space of that little room, yeah.
I don't know if he's a classically trained martial artist, but could convince me. Like, he is lithe. He's got good technique, good power. And it's him. You can see his face. He's actually doing this shit. So, you know, well done. Good with his legs. I didn't really see him do much with his hands.
No, it's mostly feet work, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So, you know, maybe Taekwondo, probably not so much Wing Chun. His kicks were quite high, so I don't think Wing Chun's quite low. Not hunger, so... I'm not a martial arts expert.
Aficionado.
No. I have done a little bit of martial arts. I told you about my nunchucks.
Yeah. Yeah, we know how that went.
Was that martial arts or did you just watch like Ninja Turtles?
No, that's just self-mutilation. So he fights Dick Wei, and Dick Wei is obviously amazing. Like, Dick Wei is a good martial artist. He's a good actor. And I think there's a couple of scenes. He does a kick. It's like a side kick, quite high. And then Fancy Wong kicks him on the inner thigh to like... it breaks your stance, basically knocks you down. But it looked a little bit painful. A lot of shit stunts. In all of this fight, especially, and also the fights throughout the film where people get kicked or punched and land on like a corner of a box or they land on a ground. Fancy Wong, I think, gets kicked and then like just actually gets thrown onto hard concrete. But yeah, Full respect. Fancy Wong doesn't get enough credit in this film, I don't think. I think he needs more dialogue or more something.
More double denim.
Yeah, not like a denim colored shirt, but actual denim.
High pants.
Yeah, I don't know. High pants kind of lame. Dick Way kicks through a window and it looked like it hurt. But then Dick Way goes through that window, which probably hurt more.
He should have lived longer.
Yeah. Well, he could still be alive. Yeah. That's Dick Way's weakness, is windows.
They didn't show him actually dying. Or the big guy, they're just like knocked out.
Yeah. For next time.
Sequel.
Ultra Cop. So this is pretty much the end of the fight scenes, right? Like, this is all the action.
The last bit is Mustachio Man getting the money, double-crossing everybody else and getting the fuck out of town and killing everybody in his way.
Bowie Lamb gets crushed in the safe door trying to...
It's pretty graphic.
Trying to keep it open.
Yeah, so that Yurongwan can go through to catch Mustachio Man. I did love one shot where Mustachio Man is going through the dark tunnel, but then with a bag of money, and then he looks back with his mustache and goes, and it's like the most evil cliche look I've ever seen.
He just needed to twirl that mustache a bit.
Roger Davison is very French for a man.
They call him the American. Alain. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, huh?
What?
Not so much.
So then it's just, I mean, there's not really any good action. It's just like a 1-2 back and forth of like controlling the gun and hitting each other and stuff.
Like action, like typical action stuff, like quote unquote action movie.
Thriller suspense, yes. You know, they're on a car underground that's going on train tracks, I guess.
I expected to go kablooey, but it didn't.
Oh, how many gas canisters did it have on the end of it?
What were they even for?
For blowing up, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be maintenance for the trains, but I don't know you use them for.
Oh, you'd assume like welding and stuff for train tracks, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's what I'd assume. But, you know, at the same time, that was kind of like when they blow it up and the water and that. I almost felt like that didn't really need. It could have just ended on her arresting him like that. Mm-hmm. And he could have just gone to jail and that would have been fine.
I think it had to be with like, because he's beyond redemption, right?
Or he could have just done, you know, the cop shootout, which is what he was angling for. Like, I'll just get the SWAT team to shoot him.
Arresting him would be the Malaysia cut.
Oh, yeah, because probably. Crime doesn't pay.
Crime doesn't pay.
But I thought maybe it was like to give him a semi-heroic death where he actually saves them.
Yeah.
Sacrificing himself.
But at the same time, the car blows up and it blows up the tunnel when there's water above them, so it starts flooding in, so they have to run out before they hit the floodgates to stop the water. So just as they're about to get to the floodgates, he does the heroic shove them under the door and falls flat on his face. But there's at least 5 seconds between him falling flat on his face and the thing closing, and there's more than enough time for him to get under as well.
If anything, the force of the water should have thrown him through.
Yeah.
Because Michelle Yeoh tries to, and the water pushes her back, so he should have
should have been under there. Yep,
straight underneath, slip and slide.
Yeah,
that was the same as having the explosion in the sewer tunnel that should have just blown the whole shit.
All the gas in there.
Not just Mr. Explosives into pieces, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the force of the blast would have been channeled by the tunnel straight at them. So, yeah.
Nuts.
Didn't think that through, did they?
In any case, they managed to make it through and he didn't, and she's obviously very upset.
Distraught.
Yeah. And I'm surprised Emil Chow didn't come up to her and just go, "Let me hold you. Let me comfort you."
Especially because she was in a wet t-shirt.
It's because they used a small model of water.
You reckon it was a
shot
model.
Looked the fakest of all the shots,
didn't
it? When they turned
blue
the corner
green screen, and it was just like little trickle of water running away.
And did no freeze frame straight to the highlights of the whole movie during the credits.
Well, they did like a little montage remembering him in his muscle shirt.
Yeah, I hate that. It's like, what's the point of that? I've seen the movie. I don't.
What a
need
down
to see,
ending.
Like,
yeah.
Don't need to see reshots of the same stuff I've already seen.
No.
Show me something different, or just go to black.
Emil Chow singing in the studio or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like those old Jackie.
Yeah, like they did with Jackie. Yeah.
Looking wistfully at
sadness. And that was the end of the film. Michelle Yeoh they weren't married. I don't know. She's not like a widow.
No, they weren't really together. But
they were nothing.
It wasn't really a relationship.
Yeah.
What a waste.
He was evil.
He was bad for you, Michelle Yeoh. He was bad for you.
Bad choices.
Bad boy.
If he survived, he'd still be in jail. So what's the point?
Exactly.
She's like, oh, I'll wait for you.
Yeah,
but
she would. She would, right? Yeah. Unfortunately, the way they've made this movie.
That's stupid. That's the thing. She's a stupid character.
Fancy Wrong was right there.
Fancy. But he was with Athena Chu. He was after Athena Chu.
He can upgrade.
Yo is the upgrade.
Yeah.
Well, right. She's the more famous actress.
How much age difference?
Between Athena Chu and Michelle Yeoh.
At least 10 years.
Yeah.
How old is Michelle Yeoh now? She'd be in her 50s.
She's in her 60s.
No way. She looks 62 amazing.
62 versus 73. So 11 years difference. 11 years.
Yeah. Okay.
I meant in a humorous manner because she's a big actress. Not in the looks department.
Yeah. And that was...
Mega Cop. Super Cop 2. In the line of cop... I don't know what it's
called. In the line
Super
of cop.
Cop 3, part 2.
What is it? Operation S? What's the...
Project S.
Project S. That's it.
Just insert cop.
There is a poster for it and it says... It has like a quote on the front of the DVD cover or the poster. It says, it was all in the line of duty. Like that was a line said in the movie. No.
Garbage.
That wasn't said. That wasn't part of the...
Supercop X Alpha Ultra.
Ultra Cop.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, this film I thought was actually not bad. It's not bad. I would probably give it a thumbs to the middle, angling up-ish, because I think Michelle Yeoh has done better films than this.
Yeah, I don't think it was her best film for sure. I'd go in the middle. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't enough for me to watch it again.
Agreed. Thumbs in the middle, leaning down. The only reason
down.
The only reason it gets saved because that Dick Way fight is glorious.
Dick Way is great.
If he wasn't in this movie, this would be a thumbs down for me. Despite the fact, Shoya is great.
Essentially, you've gotten your stunt guys to fill the roles, so that's why it's probably not as good. And Michelle Yeoh is obviously not as good an actress as she is now, so I don't know.
So what, thumbs in the middle?
Oh, thumbs in the middle, I don't know, yeah. So a 2.5?
That's thumbs firmly in the middle. That's
2.5 out of 5.
Mike said he wouldn't watch it again. I don't think I'd watch it again either, unless the Dick Way part come on. But anybody else would watch it again?
No. I would watch the supercut of just Fancy Wong and Dick Way.
There's got to be a music video of that, right?
The romance.
Yeah, the romance between the two.
Romance tribute movie video.
That'd be brilliant.
It's Triple R.
And you can use that song that with
Nacho Man.
No, the one with the awesome like guitar solo.
That was really good. That was a good song. Yeah. Do you know the name of that song?
No, but it's Emil Chow and somebody else singing.
It's an Emil Chow song. That's a really good song. I thought it was really good.
I think someone can insert the song at some point.
The rest of the music was pretty average. I thought there was nothing that stood out. No cool background music or anything. So,
It was a very pop soundtrack. I thought it wasn't. I don't think it was score. Certainly no Casio synth. But yeah, was there any stunts that you saw that you thought, ooh, I'd like to do that? Or maybe, fuck that shit. That's
fuck that shit stunt. Is Michelle Yeoh jumping and landing face first on the road.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Cool stunts. I thought the driving was great. Like, even if it was sped up, it was like, oh, God, that's dangerous as fuck.
Would you want to do that?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't want to?
I mean, yeah, yes.
Yes?
Yes, but no.
Yes, but no? I want to do a flip off a table. A front flip off a table. And fuck, a front flip off the ground. Any front flip, really. I would just do it. And I would just do it like randomly. I'd just do it and just say, what? I just did that. Yeah. It's cool. Shit stunt. Yeah. I mean, landing on the ground really hard. Dick Way going through a window is pretty fucked. I don't think I'd want to do that. Yeah.
I thought anything related to that that railway maintenance car at the end...
What do you mean, like hanging out
when
the door?
Falling over and going over the front of it.
Yeah, it's stuff like that.
Oh,
going
that was a shit stunt.
Going underneath and then hanging off it.
Because he lands in front, the car's moving, and he lands in front of the car, and then the car goes over him.
So how about timing, right?
Yeah, that's.
I know this is the expertise of being a stuntman from Yurong Kwang, so.
Can I change my stunt?
Yeah.
I want to grow a big mustache.
Have to be a bad
guy. You want to be
mustache.
French.
Yeah, you're speaking an Eastern European accent.
Also, I know we very vaguely touched on it, but Dick Way shoots the fuck out of a TV with a big machine gun. Glorious.
He's so angry at it.
He's angry.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought that if this movie was made today, vaping instead of cigarettes, it's just not as cool?
They just vapor. And then everyone dies from passive inhalation.
You could make a lot of smoke in the prison from the vaping, maybe, if you
didn't
all
they
vape
do that
at the same time.
In the Ali G film, when one of the guys just smokes and to show all the lasers in the laser room, he's like, we need your skills, bruv. And he's just like,
yeah. So stupid.
Such a thing.
It is. It is. Unfortunately, it's not Asian produced, so we can't watch it.
God damn it.
Is there a stunt that you'd like to do, Mikey, or a shit stunt that you notice in this film?
No, I think we've covered off pretty much all of them, really. Again, yeah, the most painful one for me was the jump to the car and falling flat on the ground. I felt it.
The most painful one was watching the coffee scene and cringing at like, oh, come on, bro, be a bro.
I don't want to see any more action from those two. No, thank you.
Which two?
Leave them alone.
Emil Chow and Yuron Kwang together.
Oh, gross.
That's
yeah.
the other story.
No. That's not a pair I ever want to see together. They don't... Yeah. Yeah, so that was Supercop 2.
Project S.
Project S.
Megacop.
Starring Academy Award winner Michelle Yeoh. Again, this is the first post-Oscars podcast that we're doing, so... Celebrations, congratulations, and well done to Miss Yeoh, Mrs. Yeoh, Miss Yeoh.
And Triple R.
And Triple R.
For best song.
For best song.
Which, as me and Rachel sort of discussed a couple of days ago, it's the song itself, well, it's a great song. It's the whole production. It's the dance. It's the whole thing. Like, out of context, you might think, what's so fucking good about this song? But in the movie, it makes sense.
I look forward to watching it. I watched All Quiet on the Western Front. Depressing film, don't watch it. Well, you watch it, but it's depressing. It won Best Original Score. The score's like three notes. Bah, bah, bah. It's like fucking, yeah.
What, the ABC logo?
Yeah, yeah. It's, I might be singing it out of tune. But it was like Close Encounters of the Third Kind in minor. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. Notable though, it's very heavy in like harsh percussive type sound. Congratulations to Everything Everywhere All at Once. I've seen it. It's a fantastic film. And Ki Hui Kwan, congratulations. I think the whole world has gotten behind Ki Hui Kwan winning the Academy Award with Brendan Fraser.
He seems genuinely happy and good on him.
Super happy. And everybody offering him accolades, Steven Spielberg, Harrison Ford. So very good. Nobody got slapped at the Oscars. So well done. Well done, Oscars.
Thank you for showing some straight, you rich motherfuckers.
Yeah. Fucking dickheads.
The only I would only accept that if Dick Way slapped someone.
I'd fucking watch that. I'd watch that if Dick Way was going, Justin, oh my God, Dick Way slapping Donnie Yen. Oh, that would have been the best. Donnie Yen's like, and the award goes to Dick Way while he's playing the piano.
Dick Way is from Taiwan, so yeah.
And then Dick Way comes up, grabs his Oscar, and then just slaps Donnie Yen with the Oscar.
Only.
And then Donnie's wig falls off.
So if you want to get in touch with us.
Yeah, Donnie, if you want to get in touch with us, AsianActionCast@gmail.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And please send us your thoughts. Send us what you think maybe we should watch. Some crazy fucking stunt movies. That's what we're all about. And again, we might see you next time at the Kung Fu Couch for the best and worst of Hong Kong and Asian action cinema.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
I was thinking of Evil Yunhua, and his name is Yunwario.